You're listening to SBS News.
In an era of misinformation and fake news, it appears facts and evidence are experiencing a resurgence, with a worldwide survey demonstrating Australians' strong faith in science. The magic of science is being demystified, and its relevance is in the spotlight during this year's National Science Week.
But hey, I'm no magician. I'm a scientist. And this is science, not magic.
This year, the results of the State of Science Index show 90% of Australians trust science, compared to the global rate of 86%. Innovation company 3M is releasing the results, which highlight the need for the public to increasingly rely on science. Managing Director for Australia and New Zealand, Chris LeBlanc, says the research findings shed light on how the community perceives science.
And basically, the results are showing that people in Australia have their faith and trust renewed in science. Science is providing some answers. Science is providing a path to society to go back to some normality.
With multiple states going through lockdowns because of COVID-19, Mr. LeBlanc says the pandemic demonstrates unpredictability, the need to prepare, and how solutions can be achieved through collaboration. The index shows more than half of Australians believe that during the coronavirus pandemic, medical professionals are inspiring the next generation to pursue a science-based future career. Mr. LeBlanc says Australian society acknowledges that minority groups and more women are needed in the science workforce to make a difference. He says the survey highlighted a lack of representation within the industry.
Also, the Australian society recognises that we need to do more around STEM careers, science, technology, engineering and math. And an interesting point there came was that a focus on diversity is needed.
In fact, 89% thought it was important to be more inclusive in STEM. There is high support for scientific investment and majority consensus that negative consequences arise when science is not valued. Swinburne University's chief scientist, Virginia Kilbourne, says issues like climate change and coronavirus are making her field more visible.
We've got a really good number of students who are engaging with science and want to contribute to problems such as global warming and food security and human health. And when you look at some of the social media sites, sometimes you can see some groups of people that maybe don't trust science.
Professor Kilbourne says the internet can provide users with any information that backs up their own views, but paying attention to the source is crucial.
So from scientific institutions and trusted news sources, you'll know that you're getting information that has gone through the rigorous scientific method and generally been peer-reviewed. So that means other scientists have looked over the methodology and said, yes, that methodology is sound.
She says the pandemic has also enhanced knowledge about scientific methods. Science Week began in 1997, and last year about 1.1 million people participated in spite of the pandemic. Minister for Industry, Science and Innovation, Christian Porter, addressed the Virtual Science Week launch online.
This year, as it did in 2020, National Science Week takes place in the shadow of the huge challenges that are caused by an ongoing pandemic and our continuing national recovery from devastating bushfires. And in these major challenges for the country, science and scientists have deployed their deep expertise to help our nation.
While Science and Technology Australia Chief Executive Misha Schubert had this message for the experts.
It's terrific to see how much the Australian public values it, and I do hope that the science community feels that deep appreciation from Australians for the work that we know you've all been doing tirelessly, not just for the last year, but over the very long story of Australia's history.
National Science Week runs until Sunday, August 22. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.